Hey, it's Mike Salk here. I want to thank you for listening to the Brock and Salk podcast. This episode is brought to you by Famous Dave's. That's America's favorite barbecue. To find a Famous Dave's near you, go to famousdaves.com.
Get in the freaking auto!
This is Brock and Salk.
I don't read the internet, guys.
Take the bull by the hands.
On Seattle Sports.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
And Brooke Ward.
Styled by Simply Seattle.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Salk.
All right, rolling along here. Opening day for the Mariners tonight. And an hour from now, we'll speak with their president, Katie Griggs. An hour and a half from now, Nelson Cruz on the show. Gosh, we haven't talked to Nelson in forever.
Couple things.
Yeah?
Couple things. Thought about this. You know, first pitch, and there's going to be, I've chatted with some sources, there's going to be some cool surprises tonight, as there always is over there. Kevin Martinez, the whole Mariners crew operation is an amazing job. So get ready for a few pleasant surprises. But what about instead of a first pitch, we put a tee out there and let Nelly just hit the first bomb? Put it out in front of the, even in the batter's box if you have to, a little
That'd
bit.
Be great.
But how cool would it be if you're like, okay, now forget the first pitch. Let's go first
Nelly. Give him a little soft
bomb.
Toss or something.
Yeah, a little soft toss, or even put it on a tee for him, you know, just a gold tee or something, and let him just
I think wearing
uncoil.
A suit, wearing a full suit, Nelson Cruz, if given a, like a just a batting practice pitch, could easily put the ball out of T-Mobile Park.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't even take, I don't doubt that for a second.
So that's number one. Number two, and maybe this is hubris and arrogance, but I think if I let Simply Seattle dress me every day, I could go toe-to-toe with G. I'm just going to say it. Like, I think with their gear and their, like, hoodies and their jackets and their outfits, like, is G in the room? Because G is all excited about what he's wearing tonight. Like, he told it.
Not today.
How many games is he going to this year? What did he say? He's going to a lot of games.
20
this year,
games.
Right? Huh? What's 20. Up? So, G, 20. G, I think I could go with Simply Seattle. I think I could go toe-to-toe with you if they outfitted me
this. Here's the thing. Maybe you can go from waist up.
Yes.
But from waist down.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa. This is a little inappropriate.
Shoes.
Okay. I think G's shoe budget might be a little more than your
shoes. I'm talking about my shoes.
We've had discussions on
that's
the shoe
100%
budget.
True. That's 100% true.
I don't know if you have a third thing you want to get to, Brock, but I'm not allowing it. It is now time for your draft profile.
The Seattle Seahawks select.
This is Brock Heward's draft profile.
You want traits? Check. You want a vocal leader? Check.
At the end of the day, you have to say, okay, what's best for the organization?
Can you make people around you better? And can you bring people together?
Every day at 9 a.m. leading up to the draft.
All right, number 17 on my list. I thought it only fitting on the day that the Washington Huskies are having their pro day. All the NFL world is over there on Montlake looking at Penix and all these guys. I thought it only fitting that I profile an Oregon Duck. So I'm going to do that. With their selection, they pick offensive center Jackson Powers Johnson. Here's the challenge, and why he's so low on my list has nothing to do with his talent. I don't think he is going to be around. And I don't think the Seahawks or the Huskies can take him at number six. Do we have some other stuff going on? Hello.
We got you. We're good.
You got me now?
Sorry.
Okay. I don't think Jackson Powers Johnson is going to be, well, he could be sitting there at 16 and you can't take him at 16. You can't take a center. I know that Jim Harbaugh may disagree, but I don't think you can take one that high. And the minute you trade down, somebody else may end up getting him. He is the best center in this draft. He was the Remington Award winner last year, Salk, which is the award that goes to the best center in college football. He was unanimous All-American. He was a first-team All-Conference member. And then his stock exploded at the Senior Bowl. Mm. Every year you see this. Really good players. Then they go to the Senior Bowl and they compete. And you're like, wow, that dude is just next level. And he's next level with his athleticism. 6'3 and a half, 328 pounds. This is a big man. This is a very different center size-wise than what the Seahawks have had the last 3, 4, 5 years. I don't even think Max Unger was about that tall. I don't know if he was 328 pounds coming out of school. And he certainly didn't have a 32-inch vert. Didn't rep 225 30 times like this guy did. I mean, he checks boxes for power, for strength, for agility. He also is the biggest talker I've ever heard from an offensive lineman.
Wow.
Yeah. I think if we had Benetti and Allison on the show and said, which offensive lineman in all your guys' years, well, we've only been together 3 years, all your years of covering college football, which offensive lineman talked more than any other, there would be zero hesitation. They would say, that guy at Oregon. Well, they may not remember his name, but that center at Oregon, that dude literally, when we asked him a question, Benetti asked him a question, and I will never forget this. He looked right at us and said, ooh, you're going to like this one. And then he went on like an 8-minute answer. I mean, and it was pretty good. It talked about his ballroom dancing days growing up in Utah. Talked about him being undersized at like 230. He was always a really good athlete. And then all of a sudden, he got to about 280 and was like, wow, now I can really be something. And then the recruiting scene exploded. It was an Under Armour All-American and all of the rest of that stuff. And if you've heard me say this once, you're going to hear me say this probably quite a bit through this next month and the years to come. Remember when they introduced the Seahawks, like they're going to introduce the Mariners for opening day, and you see the guys run out, and you watch a lot of the linemen, and you're like, ow, ooh, that must hurt. Gosh, they're carrying a lot of weight. Ow, ooh. And then you watch Dwayne Brown run out, and you're like, that dude's an athlete. Troy Fautanu is the same way. I was telling the Chicago radio station, your buddy Spiegel, in the afternoon, Zach, yesterday.
I actually sent him your number.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Hope that's okay.
Yeah, don't ever do that again. Anyhow, I was telling them this same kind of anecdote about Fautanu. He looks like and moves like he's 225, but he's 325. Jackson Powers Johnson, when he runs out of the tunnel, looks like he's 225. He's 328. There's not a lot of guys like that. There's not a lot of humans like that. This draft class has a ton of them on the offensive line, more than any I can remember in recent years. And the best of them at center happens to be the kid out of Oregon High School in Utah, and one heck of a character.
But, okay, so that is Brock's draft profile for today. You can't take him in the first round, and you don't have a second round pick.
Well, could you take him at 26?
Could you?
You could.
Okay.
I think you could. I think you could trade down from 16 if you feel like he's that good a dude. So do we want to anchor with our two young tackles and our center, and then we'll fill in some spots and try to make do a guard with some veterans or maybe a third or fourth rounder at guard as well? This is a draft. It sure feels like you've got to take two offensive linemen.
Okay.
I don't think you need to reach, and you know, I don't think it can be totally need-based, but this offensive line group, guards, centers, tackles, there's enough talent to me to stretch within three rounds. It is not a reach, and I think you got to come out of this draft with a couple big hogs up front.
All right, good stuff. That is today's draft profile, usually at 9 o'clock, but with Katie Griggs joining us on opening day today, we had to move it around a little bit. Yeah, I did send it to him. Sorry. He texted me back later and said, holy bleep, Brock was amazing. Thank you. So you gave great guest.
Pretty easy. Yeah, I got done. I was like, that was great guest.
Yeah.
I thought of you immediately. Yeah. I'm like, Salk would have listened to that, but then it was wheelhouse. I mean, it was Roma Dunze and Fautanu. How hard is that?
And you remember Spiegel. We met him in Dublin, Ireland. And now he's with Danny Parkins, who's a tremendous
good
talent.
Good show.
They do have a really good show. All right. Yeah. Coming up, we're going to take your calls in just 20 minutes. So start thinking about what you'd like to say about this Mariner team as you head into opening day tonight. We'll give you a little bit more details next. In everything you need to know, it's Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710, SeattleSports.com. All right, listen up, Tacoma. It's Mike Salk here. Yes, thank you for listening. And also want to let you know that America's favorite barbecue is back. Famous Days Barbecue at Tacoma Place is reopening on Thursday, April 18th. Join the welcome back party, which starts at 11 a.m. with Famous Dave Anderson himself. Famous Dave is going to be there? Oh my gosh. Photo ops, giveaways, and of course, the classic queue. You know it. Digging into smoking starters like the traditional wings and handhelds like the Georgia chopped pork sandwich. Or maybe feed more or less with the all-American feast. A full slab of ribs, a whole country roast chicken, choice of Texas beef brisket, or the Georgia chop pork, plus the creamy coleslaw, the famous fries, the Wilbur beans, the sweet corn, the cornbread muffins, the whole deal. It is served family style for 4 to 6 people. All right, come get that barbecue fix and meet Famous Dave, 1901 South 72nd Street in Tacoma. It starts April 18th at 11 a.m. And of course, they're still in Tukwila off South Center Parkway as well. Just go to famousdaves.com to learn more. That's famousdaves.com.
Cantor Diamond, fourth generation importer sourcing quality diamonds. We save you the most in our low overhead professional office. Buy appointment in Tacoma or globally by phone or email, bestdiamondprice.com, or visit us on Instagram at KANTOR Diamond.
Check out the Box Yard across from T-Mobile Park featuring Hatback Bar and Grill, Steelheads Alley, and Victory Hall. The Box Yard is Soto's premier pre- and post-game destination with delicious bites and brews. For more info, visit mariners.com/boxyard.
You're free now. free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
Yep, it's time. Time for opening day. Time for baseball to return. The beginning of spring. The beginning of the future where you can start to kind of smell summer around the corner and start thinking about how baseball will be a daily part of your life for the next 6 months and hopefully more than that. There's a lot to be excited about, starting with the guy who's going to be on the mound tonight, who I don't think we talk about nearly enough, and that is Luis Castillo. He's an ace. He's not just the number one pitcher. He's an ace, and he's going to be on the hill tonight. Dontrelle Willis, joining Wyman and Bob yesterday, says, yeah, he's the best pitcher on this team.
He throws strikes with everything at high velocity, so it's not like he's just thumbing the baseball up there. You know what I mean? He's 96 to 98 miles an hour or so, and he's no petite filet. He's a guy that can swing this baseball. So, but for me, it's Castillo because he just has that it factor. I mean, he wants to go up against anybody's ace, and really, he'll fist pump you in the second inning, the third inning, the fourth inning. And so when I got a chance to meet him, he told me, he's like, man, you're one of my favorite pitchers. And I said, man, we got to work on your heroes, man, but I appreciate that. but Castillo's my favorite guy in the rotation by far.
Well, there's some debate about that for me, because it's a little bit like your children and your kids. Do you have any favorites? You know, we know you love him, Salk, and you've got a whole song for him and everything else. And his commercial, like all the commercials this year, just hit it out of the park. And a little bit of pitch efficiency. I think for me, just pitch efficiency and don't keep anything over the middle of the plate. Mm-hmm. If you avoid those things, you're almost unhittable. Almost unhittable. And many love him and his odds for the Cy Young, especially Gerrit Cole banged up starting the year with an elbow problem. Luis going to start the year with the ball tonight and hopefully shoves and gets this party started.
Well, and that's sort of been the norm for the Mariners, right? They always do seem to show up on opening day, and for whatever reason, it tends to be one of the best games of the year.
Felix was a big part of that. Luis.
He was.
Yep, I think he got
But even during the Marco years, like, it just felt like every year they would find a way on opening day to look maybe even better than they did throughout the rest of the season. Jesse Rogers also on the station, I think, with Bump and Stacy earlier this week.
Before he got arrested?
Yes, before he was pulled over. High on the Mariners.
I just wrote something for ESPN.com that's going to run this week that I think Seattle's going to win the division. It's not even arguable that right now they probably have the best pitching staff. Just starting the season, they're the best on the mound that I can think of. They've bolstered their bullpen a little bit with some under-the-radar signings, although Santos is hurt, I know. And yeah, they didn't spend a lot on the lineup. They never do, and I know that's a complaint up there in Seattle. But who knows if the two Mitches can come up with career years. I mean, certainly Haniger did a couple years ago, and Polanco's a sneaky good pickup. There's veteran experience there. There's playoff experience there. I picked Julio Rodriguez to win the MVP, so I'm all in on Seattle.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's not the only one. There's a lot of hope and a lot of reasons for excitement. We'll get excited with you starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Four with the Red Sox, then Cleveland is in next.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
Busy week or so over on Montlake, that's for sure. Comings and goings and introductions and press conferences. You may not even have noticed that they hired a basketball coach. It's Danny Sprinkle, who does have some family ties.
But this is personal, too. You know, like, not just my dad playing here, but, like, all of his friends that he played with. You know, my sisters, we grew up on Husky football. We still do. You know, like, we watched the national championship game. I would leave, and I know they're probably going to get mad, I would leave some Montana State games and Utah State games to go watch Husky games. You know, like, I would leave the press box to go and watch the games. You know, I'm a fan of Husky football and all the athletics, just like everybody else is here, too. But, you know, so it is, there is a personal, you know, touch to it.
in the midst of all the chaos, Salk, and all the movement and all the shifting sands and everything that's gone on, just the bottom line reality, I think, of Jed Fish when he joined us, like, yeah, it's a Big Ten. I'm going to the Big Ten. I'm going to one of the power conferences, the SEC and the Big Ten. Those are the two that just really make the most waves, that make the most money, that, you know, whenever this thing consolidates, you want to be with those two because they're going to be left standing. And, oh, by the way, a $60 million new basketball facility, probably a pretty good attraction for a head coach as
well. Yeah, I would think that will factor in also. A football team meeting with the media yesterday as well. Their coaches, Steve Belichick, the new defensive coordinator, says, yeah, he's not the same as his dad.
I got a job and he doesn't. he knows that. But yeah, I mean, I look up to my dad. He's a mentor to me, but I'm myself. And
I love that. That's a great answer.
Hey, Maura and Justin, can you just cut that Jed Fish laugh and play it on loop for C-Raj when he walks in the studio over and over and over?
That is mean. Jeez.
Yes.
You don't think he's like that?
Curtis has got a big game to worry about tonight.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he does.
They're playing.
Yeah.
Are the Zags playing tonight, too?
They're not. I misinformed you on the show sheet. I got excited. They play tomorrow.
Wow.
Curtis's team does play tonight, Arizona and Clemson.
What are you going to be singing?
No, you can't add new rules.
That's a good point. Justin's Maura, I have a lot of suggestions for you.
Nice try, guys.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
Let's see. I got a few things that I've been kind of going through as the third thing you need to know. I played you the Jim Harbaugh cut. We did that earlier. I also saw this from our friend Michael Sean Dugar in The Athletic, Brock. His last observation from his time spent in Orlando. He writes, Schneider expects to compete for a championship every year. He intentionally never deemed 22 season a rebuilding year, despite all of the Seahawks' significant offseason changes, and he's not viewing this season that way either. Schneider and Carroll used to say their expectations each season started with winning the division, and he said that's still the case now with McDonald. Quote, we're not like, okay, we're going to tank or whatever. That mindset does not exist, and that's a mandate from team owner Jody Allen. We want to be the best.
Yep. Yeah, and we didn't mention, Salk, that Jody was there once again. You know, the league meetings, Paul didn't always attend those. I think early on, Jody didn't. Brady referenced this the other day that she has back-to-back years. Like, if you wonder, is she all in? Is she committed to this thing? Is she just looking to sell? No, she's real committed, and she's very demanding. And, yeah, this is not a I'm comfortable with being middle of the pack. If she was comfortable with that, Pete would still be here. Pete would still be here. This was a team that won 9 games still last year. You know, and but she wants more, and obviously made her choice between the two. And John and Pete went with John, and now this new regime is going to have to fit a lot of new pieces in together.
Yeah, that is everything you need to know. Quarter past every hour here on the Brock and Salk show. I do struggle with that one a lot, though. It's absolutely what you have to say. I mean, I would never want the general manager, anybody connected with the team, to say anything other than that. But you know, that idea of, you know, maybe being fooled a little bit by that 2022 season, as you mentioned earlier, you know, I think that has an effect on a team. And I do think that is a contributing factor to what Joel Klatt said the other day about this team being a little bit stuck in the middle, stuck in purgatory. And, you know, their mentality has to be to get out of that one direction or another. I think they know that. I'm not saying they don't have that mentality, but sometimes the easiest path is to get worse before you get better. So
can be, certainly is in baseball.
Sometimes.
Yep. I think there's times in the NBA and stuff to get your stars and make sure you get your stars. And how are you going to do that? Either financially or through trade or otherwise. Football can be a little trickier. Sometimes those markets fall your way. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes those drafts fall your way. Sometimes they don't. And certainly the quarterback position is right at the center of a lot of it.
All right, coming up, let's take some of your phone calls. 866-979-3776. 866-979-3776. I'll throw out a few different questions, and you can choose to answer essentially whichever one you want. What do you think of this team? How many games do you think they can win and why? Who do you think will be most responsible for their success or their failure? What player are you most excited to watch this year? What player do you, what mannerism or thing are you most excited about with baseball returning? Mm-hmm. You got any others you want to throw at me, Brock?
Well, I think just to sum up a lot of those, you know, it's 7:10 tonight. Why are you invested? Why are you in on these Mariners?
Yeah, why? That's a great question. Why, what is it about this team that gets you to invest and take your time and your money or whatever else it is that you put into a season? What is it that gets you? Love to hear from you guys. 866-979-3776. Your chance to be heard before the season officially gets underway tonight is next on Brock and Salk. All right, listen up, Tacoma. It's Mike Salk here. Yes, thank you for listening. And also want to let you know that America's favorite barbecue is back. Famous Days Barbecue at Tacoma Place is reopening on Thursday, April 18th. Join the welcome back party, which starts at 11 a.m. with Famous Dave Anderson himself. Famous Dave is going to be there? Oh my gosh. Photo ops, giveaways, and of course, the classic cue. You know it, digging into smoking starters like the traditional wings and handhelds like the Georgia chopped pork sandwich, or maybe feed more or less with the all-American feast, a full slab of ribs, a whole country roast chicken, choice of Texas beef brisket, or the Georgia chopped pork, plus the creamy coleslaw, the famous fries, the Wilbur beans, the sweet corn, the cornbread muffins, the whole deal. It is served family style for 4 to 6 people. All right, come get that barbecue fix and meet Famous Dave, 1901 South 72nd Street in Tacoma. It starts April 18th at 11 a.m. And of course, they're still in Tukwila off South Center Parkway as well. Just go to famousdaves.com to learn more. That's famousdaves.com.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com.
Massive, the power of pop culture, is Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture's newest exhibition, featuring iconic artifacts from artists Beyoncé, Nirvana, and more. All throughout May, Washington residents receive special discounts on tickets and memberships. Tickets at mopop.org/maycation.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Cantor Diamond, 4 generations of professionalism, quality, and low prices. Let us earn your business and we'll make you our top priority. By appointment only in Tacoma or globally by phone or email, cantordiamond.com or on Instagram at K-A-N-T-O-R Diamond.
This is Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio. Weekdays 6 to 10.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
All right, I got jammed phone lines here. 866-979-3776. And just threw out a whole bunch of questions for you guys for the Mariners as we get excited for the season. Maura reminded us that this is an annual tradition where I like to take calls on the verge of starting this season and get a sense of where you guys are at. Generally, the phone calls tend to be a little different from the tweets and the texts. And, you know, there are a wide variety of emotions, I think, heading into this season. I wrote about my own. I hope you have a few minutes to read. My wife even read this column. I asked Heather, I said, hey, you ever dawn on you to read one of my columns? I write them every week. She was like, not really. I was like, hey, I kind of like the one I wrote today. Can I send it to you? And she's like, yeah. So I texted it to her and she read it. And she liked it, which was very nice. I think it's the first thing I've written that she's read in probably 2 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. How about that? How
well,
about
she's busy that? Taking care of Gertie now.
Yeah.
That's part of it, too.
Yeah, that's it. She's taking
care start of a trend. Do you think this will continue or
no,
is this a one-off?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, yeah. Like, do I think she's now going to be like a super user where she comes and every week reads my stuff? No chance. Zero zip zilch. All right. 866-979-3776. That, by the way, as I think I said, was up at clsports.com. Justin's in Gig Harbor. He'll get us started today. Justin, good morning. Hello, Justin. Are you Justin?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh,
how
there we doing? Go. What's up, dude? There Whew. We go.
Scary.
So I'll just go quick little rapid fire through most of the things you guessed. I think I'm going between 89 and 91 wins for the year. I think the most important player on the team, I mean, it's easy to say, but Julio probably. if it's anything like last year, the team, when Julio's playing well, they're playing well. When he's playing bad, they're playing bad. So I hope the rest of the team can step up around him and they do play well, you know, when he's off. But I'd say most of it hinges around him.
Well, I tend to agree with that very much. Go ahead. More. Yes.
Oh, that's it. This is the last thing. The player I'm most excited to watch this year is Ty France. You know, he went to Driveline this offseason. He lost some weight. He was looking good in spring training. I think if he can put together a complete season, the team will be a lot better.
Nice.
A lot in there.
Yeah, good take, Justin. Good start down there in the harbor. Can I just say, and I may be a sucker for this, and usually I wait to give my 2 cents before we take all these calls. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that today. It's opening day. It's my bat.
Just jumping
I'm
right
stepping in.
In
there.
Yeah.
And I may be a total sucker for this, Salk, and you may be later in the year kind of laughing and chuckling at me, but I got to be honest, and you know where I'm going with this. What I am most excited about this season is their offensive plan. Mm-hmm. Of them just going up there with an absolute every single game, a mentality, a plan to attack and win that game. Not just this is what we do, this is who we are, we're swing for the fences and, you know, we'll take our walks. No, we're going to have an absolute plan on how this pitcher and this team and this staff is going to challenge us, and we've got a way to counteract it and act against it. And I can't wait. Like for the Seahawk defense, I've been clamoring for more. I want more. I want more. I think for this offense, too, I want to see a little bit more of a plan night in and night out in different ways to attack to win that game, because every one of these wins is going to matter in this division, and therefore Brant Brown and this philosophy and this style is something that I am excited to watch.
Yeah, I am. I would put myself more in the curious stage on that more than excited. It's not something I was expecting to like very much.
I'm a son of a coach, Saul, and I'll always be a son of a coach, and I like to coach. So for me, an offensive coordinator,
I just don't know if it's the right strategy. I mean, like, I'm still pretty caught up in the idea of, you know, taking your walks and driving the pitcher out of the game. And I it is taking some adjustment for me to remember that, hey, sometimes you don't want to get the pitcher out of the game that early because the guys coming out of the bullpen are better than the starting pitcher half the time. So the game is changing and this is their way of adapting with it. I'm with you. I'm definitely curious on how this will go. 866-979-3776. That does clear a line. Let me go to Aaron, who's in Vancouver. Aaron, good morning.
Hey, good morning, brothers. Happy opening day.
Mm, heck yeah.
I've got two talking points. I'll run through them real quick. The player I'm most intrigued to watch and to see develop into a new storyline is ex-Wolverine Mitch Haniger. Not only am I excited to try his sandwich, but I want to see which version of Mitch we're going to get. I think a new storyline is going to be written, and I think that when it comes time for the playoffs, like he said, we're not going to be writing, you know, lineups like we did in the past, players 1 through 4, but we're going to be looking at a leader like Mitch to lead the guys deep into the playoffs.
Mm. Love it.
Now the second thing I've got to, okay, nope.
No. Keep
the
going.
Second thing, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, have you done your song yet?
Ooh. Not yet. That's coming. Oh, that's coming up probably at the end of this segment here.
Okay. Well, okay. I've got a suggestion for a song because in the theme of Trident's Up and the expectations of a winning season, I think you're going to have to throw down DJ Khaled's All I Do Is Win.
Mm.
Because no matter what, the Tridents go up.
I see where you're going with it. I like the idea. I do like where you're going with that.
I thought he was going to say for Tridents Up, you should do the MOP ante up, but make it Tridents Up.
Tridents Up. At least I think people know this. The Kidnap Khaled one a little bit more.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
Hey, you know one other thing. You know one other little thing with Mitch Haniger, and then we talked about, and I compared him to Al Michaels and Brent Musburger of just being comfortable in your own skin. I think just also shaving the hair. I mean, he just went for it. Boom. He just fired it. Like, it's done. Like, I'm totally good. I'm totally content.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm just ready to rock and roll, man.
I really hope Mitch has a Mitch Haniger. Last year was awful. I mean, he really had a terrible year. He was hurt. He played in just 61 games last year, but that's not zero. I mean, he did play in 61 games, which is, you know, more than he had played in the year before. Yep. And when he played, he really struggled. I mean, he hit .209. He had just 6 home runs in that time. He had an OPS of .631. Mitch's numbers last year were rotten. They were awful. He would tell you that. I don't think I'm speaking out of school. I don't think they're representative of who he is as a player. Certainly, we saw in spring training that he's perfectly capable of still being a productive major leaguer. He's going to be 33 years old this year. Yep. And I think this is a really important year for him to show that he is not the 631 guy, that he's closer to his career OPS of 796.
That was a three-year deal, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, in year two of the three-year
deal.
Yep.
Okay. So this is sort of a, you know, hey, let's get it back on track here for Mitch. And I think he's very, very capable of it. I think he's more comfortable here. I think he fits here. He's in a good spot in this lineup. He comes in healthy, knock on wood. And I'm with him. I think Mitch Haniger is one of the very intriguing things for this season. All right, 866-979-3776. That does open up a line. Let me go to Jim in Tacoma. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, I think this team could pretty realistically be like at least a 90-win team. If you think about the couple games that could have gone their way last year, like the one-run games in the 10th inning. But, like, they also upgraded. So I think a couple of those games go their way. Like, they get in the tournament and anything could happen. I mean, the Diamondbacks last year were won, like, 83 games, I think. And they went all the way almost. So yep. I'm pretty excited about that. Just like get into the tournament and anything could happen.
Yeah, appreciate it. I was, you know, we were sort of talking through that earlier of where, you know, Brock, that it's not like the NFL, right? Where yeah, the Seahawks were almost in it last year. They were one game out of the playoffs, but they didn't feel like they were in any way capable of winning a Super Bowl.
No, you don't say in football, well, every team's going to win five, every right. team's going to lose five, it's the other seven or six and four. Baseball, every team's going to win 60, every team's going to lose 60. It's the other 40-something games that really do define it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think as Jim just said there, we all remember so many of those one-run losses, so many of those extra inning losses, so many of those, oh, golly, nobody out or bases loaded, man on third. Like, just find a way to go and finish those things. So they're going to win 60. They're going to lose 60. It will be defined by those other 42, and most of those will probably be pretty close games. All right, we know this team and this environment, especially April and May playing up here in Seattle.
Let's grab Dan, who's in Missoula. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for letting me be on your show. First time caller, but I've been listening to you every morning before I go to work.
Awesome. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
I'm 1,000% excited for the game. I'm optimistic of the team. I got to go to the very first game ever in the Kingdome, and I got to run up to the store here in Missoula and get some Big Dumper beer. And I got to meet Brock when I walked into the Grizz playoff game. And
nice.
Sold souvenirs in the 70s for Sonics, Sounders, Husky football. I watched Brock multiple times, but very optimistic. I think the whole team, it's a team game, not one player. And that's kind of the way I look at it. But thank you, guys. Everybody
appreciate
have
it.
A good day. And I think Justin Song should be, I fought the law, and the law won, and the law is Mora. And the law is Mora, and I'm on her side.
If Justin were to fight Mora, I think we all know Mora would win.
Yeah.
We all feel very comfortable.
Like that music video where Ludacris has the big hands.
Yeah. Didn't we play that this week? Wasn't that a part of Law's Ranked?
She would send that 4-foot jab right to your face, and you wouldn't even know what to do.
The reach isn't even close.
Talk about five-finger death punch.
I need to know more about this Big Dumper beer.
Yeah.
They
got a Big Dumper beer in Missoula?
I'm curious about that. I wonder if it's just named something close, because I've had to imagine. It's really hard. Any local brewer is going to tell you to name a beer.
Really?
There's so many trademarks out there that
it's really
difficult to step around.
Every possible joke
has been taken. Yeah, puns.
Everything.
There's a lot of good Missoula breweries, though.
Let's go to our friend Mike in Edmonds. Mike, you got to weigh in today. Obviously, we had to hear from you. What's up? What's on your mind?
Hi, Saul, Kai Brock. Hello. Boy, it's great that you do this. I have a comment about the Golden Rock Zone, but before I get to that, I need to apologize to Brock. Last time I called in, he asked me a question about what was the best interview. And my mind went blank. I saw 26 bowling pins in the field, and I gave the answer, Julio, it should have been Canzone. So there you go. I apologize, Brock.
No, I accept it. It's hard. I mean, I asked Roger down in Tacoma when he came in studio. He went
tough
speechless.
Moment.
I mean, it was your mouth gets dry, and oftentimes we're the ones talking, and, you know, when we force you and ask a difficult question like that. So are you portending here? Are we foreshadowing your answer with Canzone?
Well, maybe, but first let me say that Jerry inherited a flawed roster and finally went to the step back. So that was the first bowl. The second bowl was he went to big thumpers, went for the home run to get in the the runs he needed, and figured out that didn't work so well. Just look at the men left on base. My God, last year drove me nuts. And then we get to this year, and I think he's finally got the roster that we've been waiting for. I think this is a very well-constructed roster. It's got a nice balance of power and just base hitting and speed, and I'm really pumped about the season. I think this is the year maybe we get past Houston.
Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, it's funny. I love the Goldilocks zone reference, and, you know, I don't want to sit here and relitigate the past. I don't think last year was supposed to be as home run centric as it was. Unfortunately, the guys they got who they expected would hit for average didn't do that. I mean, Colton Wong had always been, you know, a person who had made contact. Ty France had always been a high average guy, and he had just a terrible year, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, again, they sort of turned into that almost by necessity, but I'm not sure that was necessarily the entire goal.
Is Mike still there, or did he?
Mike is gone.
Oh, I think he had a song. He had a song for Justin. Gosh, everyone is so excited for this song.
We're only about five minutes away.
Here's the problem. Is Morris set the bar so high that no matter what happens, it's going to be disappointing?
No. Tough.
Just the way it is.
Tough.
Uh-huh. I'm not. Justin,
don't sleep late. Don't start making excuses now. Yeah. Don't sleep late.
It's not an excuse. All I'm saying is I feel bad because people are expecting something that is more a level, and I'm not more.
Think about the extra hour of sleep you had that should give you all of the energy you need the brain power to create such a great song. So, all right, let me try Matt and Yakima. What's up, Matt? Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Gotcha.
I just want to say that I am so pumped that baseball's back, and I'm one of the few people in my friend group that is actually excited about the moves they made this offseason. Stoked to see Polanco at second. I'm super happy that Mitch is back. Great guy in the locker room and all that. I also just wanted to quickly say I have a song suggestion for Justin.
Obviously.
And I don't know if anyone suggested this yet, but in honor of the Seattle rap history and – you know, Cal's new dump truck company. I think you should do some Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big dumps.
That seems likely. I like big dumps. Seems like something he's going to do.
Hey, yeah. Matt.
That's probably something Justin wants on
Keep
on
Matt
tape.
On there. Yeah. Keep Matt on there. Matt, you still there?
Yeah.
Matt, best flavored milkshake at Miners. Best flavored milkshake at Miners.
I mean, I'm kind of a peanut butter shake guy myself.
Okay, so. Solid. No, that's a good answer.
A little outside the box. Yeah, I appreciate that. So Matt says he's the only one in his friend group that likes the moves they made this offseason. Can I ask a serious question about this? I know that people are split. I don't expect everybody to like the moves the Mariners made this offseason. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to anybody who follows baseball and knows the moves the Mariners made this offseason that doesn't like them? I have not. I'm not saying that they made enough of them. I've talked to people who say, I like what they did and I wish they would do more. But I have not talked to one person that actually follows the game of baseball that doesn't like the moves they made. I don't. I haven't talked. Maybe they're out there. I'm not saying they're not. And I certainly would understand if there are people who are saying, hey, I think Teo's going to be pretty good again this year. They shouldn't have let him go. They shouldn't have traded Gino Suarez. Kelnick's going to come back to bite them. I mean, like, those are all perfectly. Tom Murphy is probably a player they could still use. Injury concerns with Haniger and Paul. Like, you can write a script of some real challenges. Shouldn't have traded away Justin Topa. I mean, whatever. But I have not really had a serious conversation with one person who knows the moves they made, who follows the baseball and the team, who doesn't like what they did this offseason in terms of the moves they made.
I think that is fair. I think Jeff Passan on Tuesday in the first iteration of the Passan show probably summed up what a lot of people said. You know, this is add mode. Like this should be add. So Mitch and Polanco and then, you know, buffer some of your risk with just continuing to add more.
Sure.
I think that would be the sentiment that the Kirkjians and the Passans and the people in baseball, Verduzcos, could say to you, no, I have no problem. These all make great sense and they all fit in. But there still is an opportunity to add more, and there may be 2 months from now that opportunity.
Right. By the way, Verducci, I think. We'll go with Tom Verducci.
Oh, yeah, Verduzco. Verduzco.
We'll stick with Tom Verducci.
Brock, you're right.
Verduzco was a good QB at Illinois back in the day.
The find-a-way thing over and over whenever I think about what they did this offseason, that is the one quote that I have rattling around.
Yeah. Is that going to be in a song? Are we going to hear that in 3-4 minutes?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
You could do
what do you think about taking Cal Raleigh to Sir Mix-a-Lot? What do you think? You think you can do that?
I don't think I'm going to put that on tape.
Yeah.
Like, that's really kind of the words I need out there that are. I appreciate where Pete's coming from. I think it's clever.
It's the kind of thing that could follow you around for a while.
I don't need it. Just don't need it.
It's something Boy Howdy would have done. I mean, some Boy Howdy would have done. Unapologetically, he would have done it.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing that's also going to follow him around for the rest of his life.
So what you're saying is I made the right choice.
Be more like Howdy. No, I don't think I will. All right, let's grab one more here. Matt's in Pullman. What's going on in Pullman today, Matt?
Well, I'm just calling because I'm mad that you don't understand why we're upset that Pat Shutt. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not here. I don't want to get into that. I got to stick up for my buddy Kyle Brown, fraternity brother here. So, you know, I'm with him there. Hey, I'm calling because I'm really excited for the season. Something about opening day, I get the sense that you know this. It doesn't matter what happened last season. It doesn't matter what the offseason brought. Today is so much fun. So I'm stoked for today. Mm-hmm. I'd say the one thing that I'm really excited about and intrigued about are those additions. So I appreciate the radio segue there, because the Mitch Garvers, the Luke Rayleighs, the Jorge Polancos, I do think they're better additions. But I'll tell you what, as a Mariner fan, the first time we roll over that lineup and get to the back half, there's a man on third, no out, we don't score him, that's going to be a moment in Mariner's time. And so, you know, we don't say it's early when things are going well. So let me just say, I hope we don't have to say it's early this season. I'm really excited to see what these new additions do.
Yeah,
I would absolutely take a Timmy Kirchin 45-45 season from Julio. Hang the banner in that case.
Love it. Hey, thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. And I'm just kind of looking at the schedule for April. I found myself kind of, I'm not a big schedule guy, as you know, Brock. That's not.
Oh, I know.
I'm not. I don't generally spend a lot of time looking at the schedules.
We heard those battles for years. Yes, I know.
I'm not John Clayton. I don't spend. He was the ultimate schedule guy, right?
It was real fun being between the two of you on that. Yeah,
wasn't
that
was it always?
Great. Oh, lovely.
But looking at the Mariners schedule. So it starts off, honestly, first 7 games, 4 with Boston, 3 with Cleveland, 2 teams not expected to really compete. Then you got Milwaukee and Toronto, 2 better teams on the road. Cubs kind of in between. Reds could go in either direction. They certainly see themselves as competitive. Then you got Colorado. You've got Arizona. That should be an interesting one. I'm sorry. First Colorado, then it's a little funky here. Texas, Arizona, Atlanta. That's going to be a very difficult part of that schedule. But that kind of gets you through April. So that's what you're looking at for a start. That's not a brutal schedule. Mm-mm. It's not easy by any stretch, but it's not brutal. May is Houston, Minnesota, Oakland, Kansas City. Tough stretch where you go to Baltimore and New York, but then you get Washington and then back home for Houston again. Again, tough schedule. May's probably a little harder.
That's good. That's all I need to do. That's all the forward
just
I'm going to look.
The first 2 months.
Yeah, that's good. I'm ready to go.
That's not a brutal schedule. It's a tough schedule. But a fair one.
Okay, so, from Edmonds to Tacoma to Yakima to Pullman, everybody's ready for this.
All right. Justin Barnes was late to work today.
Yes.
And as we know, when you're late to work here on the Brock and Salk show, there are consequences. You have to sing. Maura has wowed us in the past.
Three times.
Her songs. Now, Justin, it's your turn.
The people have asked for a baseball song. I know there's a lot of really great and clever suggestions that we've got come in, but I'm sticking to one that reminds me of opening day, my opening day, perhaps of your opening day as well. Center field, nice. Sir John Fogerty, and I apologize in advance for one baseball player that everybody's excited to see right now.
Well, I woke up late and checked my phone. A text from Salk today. I'm late. So I'm headed for the field. Yeah, round it first and headed for him. It's a Coney that handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel.
Sing if you know it, everyone.
I'm giving you the O. I'm ready to say today. Come here with
everybody.
Wow. Spectacular.
I'm coming for you, Julio.
Your voice is not bad, Justin.
Holy smokes.
Man, that was really good. G was trying to get in there while I was recording, too, and I'm like, throwing him off.
He was. Trying to, like, take video.
There's a little more of it. that's not Justin. Sorry about that.
Why don't we do those once a week? Why don't we have Justin perform once a week?
I feel, it should just be, between the two of them. I mean, their ability to compose songs is
we have untapped
really
talent.
Incredible.
That needs to come out more.
I feel like I don't even really remember Maura's song. Do we have that in the system anywhere?
I think we do.
Don't we have some of like Maura's saying? Oh, here's some.
Oh, it's such a long beginning.
Well, I feel like people should hear a little
bit,
though. Justin, by the way, great job hitting the post there.
Thank you.
I recognize that. That was pretty awesome.
Pretty
impressed. That. Walked right up to the very edge, and then you nailed the post just like this.
A long lead.
I know, she really left it all in there.
Yeesh.
She wants to sing.
Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Take the dog out very quickly. Why won't you please just go pee? Here you go, don't forget your smoothie. You wanted to. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. You wanted to. Take the dog out very quickly. You wanted to. Why won't you
all
please
right.
just go pee?
There
you wanted
go.
To. I don't think you
Thank
I, don't,
you, Maura.
I don't remember the smoothie line.
The smoothie line's you a classic. Really,
there's more Easter eggs to uncover every time we play.
Well, especially because if you guys know me, I do bring one to work every day.
Very impressive. Well, all right, great job, Justin. You are off
I'm
the hook
sorry.
For being late this
that
morning.
Was pretty really good.
I don't know really what the good. Mariners rule is when you're late, but we could ask their president. Katie Griggs is going to join us next. Nelson Cruz at 9:30. Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710.